Hello there, welcome to the Tech Means Business podcast. This is a series of podcasts that looks at that particular space where the worlds of business and technology come together. Today, we're looking at SD-WAN, Software-Defined Wide Area Networking. It's a technology that's wildly useful by defining in software the speed and bandwidth, for instance, of connections between different sites owned by one or many organizations. Now, that speed and bandwidth is changeable over time according to the demands of the business, peaks or troughs in, for instance, customer traffic. There are also several other advantages which hopefully we'll touch on today, for instance, better security and general resilience of those connections. I'm delighted to be joined today by two guests, Saurabh Sandhya, who's Vice President and General Manager of Nuage Networks, part of Nokia. Nuage you'll probably know as the de facto supplier of SD-WAN right across different industries, and Aaron Patak, who's Vice President of Managed Network and Collaboration Services for NTT, the global reseller. Gentlemen, welcome to the podcast. I'm going to ask you, as is tradition around these parts, to introduce yourself. Saurabh, would you start and just give us a bit of an autobiography and a few words about how you ended up at Nuage?
Hi, folks. Happy to be here. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Aaron. I'm Saurabh Sandhya. I run Nuage Networks, which is the SDN arm of Nokia. We have been in the market 10 plus years, and we provide cutting-edge solutions for SD-WAN, software-defined WAN, as well as for software-defined cloud.
Thank you, Saurabh. And how about you, Aaron Patak of NTT? A little about yourself, if you would.
Basically, I'm the Vice President for Managed Network and Collaboration Services at NTT India. Been there with NTT for past 16 years now, and this is one of the priority divisions of NTT, which is primarily selling managed services in network and collaboration domain through a platform-based means.
And so your role, or rather NTT's role in this, Aaron, is as a reseller of Nuage technologies?
That's correct. So we have a managed SD-WAN platform in partnership with Nuage. And we are offering that already as a service to our clients in India since past 5 years or so.
So let's define some terms to begin with. Saurabh, first of all, when I'm defining or thinking about software-defined wide area networking, I'm thinking, for instance, about a number of retail establishments, just as an example, and these are interconnected with one another and to head office. And what SD-WAN does is a kind of layer of abstraction on top of those physical network connections. And those connections would be made up of, historically, ADSL and MPLS lines. Is that how you'd define it? Am I barking up the wrong tree?
No, you got it pretty much right, Joe. I would just add to it by saying that you described the evolution in terms of leased line circuits, MPLS, VPLS onto SD-WAN. And what SD-WAN really does in the era of the cloud is brings cloud-like agility to the network and offers secure automated connectivity to enterprises over internet, over 5G, or over any underlying medium, while providing full application awareness. And this is the key, providing intent-based policies whereby the IT managers, the enterprise users can define their own policies for security, for networking in one place without having to do box by box or node by node constructs or configuration.
So I can see this type of technology being used, especially now that cloud has become such an integral part of most companies' wider topologies. So Aaron, as a service provider, what are the effects of that shift to the cloud that you're seeing on the networks provided by NTT?
As the clients are taking their workloads onto the cloud, primarily what that means is they are embarking on a digitization journey, as we say, that wherein taking as much of load off the network itself onto a cloud environment, which is much more reliable, much more scalable for the client. So when we talk about this important trend, which is digitization, we are talking about network modernization, because all these important trends have to ride over network. And when you talk about network modernization, you're primarily addressing key issues related to user experience. And at the end of the day, clients would want to modernize their network so that they could embark onto the digitization journey, which includes the cloud. And that's the reason one of the technologies that clients are adopting today, when we talk about WAN modernization, it is primarily SD-WAN.
So I can see the cloud being used more and more as a stepping stone, for instance, between sites. But Saurabh, if I can ask you, how do IT professionals use SD-WAN to manage those data connections between sites?
Yes, so a great question, Joe. So just stepping back a bit, some of the recent studies shown that 3/4 of all business traffic is now to and from the cloud, and rather than going from branch to branch. This shift means that the traditional wide area network needs to change, and this is why many enterprises are looking at managed SD-WAN as the foundation for this new business communication. While most of the traffic is now destined for the cloud, the traditional hub and spoke architecture or branch to branch type of WAN architecture is redundant. What you require and what SD-WAN provides is intelligent application-based tiering with features that provide best path between applications that reside in the cloud and users that can be in branch offices, at home, clearly a trend we see post-pandemic, or on the move, we're using mobile SIM-based endpoints. One of the key themes that has gained a lot of traction is the concept with SD-WAN and the emergence of cloud is a concept of local branch-based internet breakout. It sounds complicated, but basically it is the ability of SD-WAN to identify the type of application, let's say Office 365, Salesforce, or Teams, which we were just using for our communication here, and to securely provide an exit point from the local branch or the user to the nearest Microsoft cloud point. So doing this tiering and doing it in a way such that the IT user can define policies to say that Microsoft Office needs to be treated in a certain way, and whereas Google OneDrive needs to be treated in a certain way as far as the transfer is concerned, as far as the network access is concerned, what SD-WAN does is it allows for the enterprise bandwidth utilization, network utilization to be better. It allows for the experience in terms of call quality, data transfers to be much more optimized. And at the end of the day, it gives the power and the agility in the hands of the enterprise user to define their own business policies without letting the network get in the way. And that's the power of SD-WAN and how it feeds into the cloud.
Aaron, Saurabh mentioned there Office 365 and Teams, some of those big cloud providers. I wonder if you could tell us a bit about the work that I know NTT are doing to bring those public clouds closer to the end user in terms of connectivity.
In India, I mean, we are the number one data center service providers. In fact, we have the largest capacity when it comes to data center space in the country. And within our data center itself, all our platform lies, which includes our public cloud setup, which is called Simply Cloud. Alongside that, we also work with all the hypervisors, whether it be AWS, Google, or Azure, for that matter. When our clients are looking at transferring their workloads from their own setup, the legacy setup, onto the cloud, we have all these options available to our clients, basically connected through our data center. In fact, the managed SD-WAN platform that I spoke about earlier is all housed in the same data center of ours, and we have a direct connectivity to all the clouds, whether it be our own Simply Cloud or AWS, Azure, or for that matter, Google. So therefore, the way our clients get benefited, clients who are on a managed SD-WAN platform that we have in partnership with Nokia Nuage. They have the full resource of the cloud available to them by our direct connectivity.
And one of those particular aspects of data movements, I think, that troubles us all, and it's an advantage that SD-WAN brings, is to be able to, if you like, look right down at almost packet level in order to root out any cybersecurity issues or bad actors that might be around. So security, therefore, can play quite a large part in the choice of SD-WAN provision. Saurabh, what's your take on that particular security issue?
Of course, in this cloud-centric, digitized world, security is key. And we see it in terms of news reports, as well as if we dig deeper into enterprise challenges, security is front and center. But at the end of the day, security is belt and suspenders. It's not that you need security only in the cloud or in the branch. You need it across the board. So when we talk about SD-WAN and security, they are very closely coupled. There is an aspect of security on the branch itself, that the SD-WAN device itself, the CPE, which is programmed from the cloud and has that the policy framework that we spoke about, is well primed to do and does indeed provide those security constructs. Then there is an aspect of cloud security. Of late, there is a term that has emerged in the industry and has caught a lot of traction called SASE, Secure Access Service Edge, which is essentially an architectural framework which says that as the users and devices are distributed, so should cloud security be as well, and it should be provided from cloud sites that are closer to these users or branches. So SASE has two components. One is SD-WAN and other is Secure Service Edge, which is the security part. In practical terms, both the managed SD-WAN and managed security via SSE can work in concert, and both together provide the right level of network, application, and business security. This means embedding the right network and security function at the branch, as we spoke about, and providing means for SD-WAN and SSE to interplay with each other so as to provide a smooth solution to the enterprises. The initial problem with SASE was that it promoted the need for a single God solution, for lack of a better word, that covered both security and networking. But the reality, and the reality has come in very quickly, is that networking and security domains are separated with different expertise levels and different vendors. It's not one solution that fits all.
And that must percolate down to you as well, Aaron, with your work at NTT, in that as service providers, without particular ties to one vendor or another, you're able, I'm guessing, to provide whichever is the best solution for your particular clients, whether that's in security or in SD-WAN.
Security is front of mind for all our enterprise customers. And for NTT, we secure everything that we sell. Our strength is in our long-established integrator pedigree and our breadth of experience with all leading cloud security solutions. Our managed SD-WAN platform today is PCI DSS compliant, and that gives a lot of assurance to our customers from a security standpoint. Given the increasing number of cyber threats, as Saurabh did point out, security is a significant concern for businesses in India. Managed SD-WAN solution is required to be complemented for sure with advanced security features, whether it be encryption, firewall, threat intelligence to protect data and application. However, security is never about one solution that fits all, which Saurabh also mentioned earlier. And we like Nuage SD-WAN approach, which is open and flexible enough to allow us and our customers to pick and choose from the preferred security solution. And for us to seamlessly integrate that into the managed SD-WAN services. The approach that we take is we assess the security requirement of every client and customize the security strategy based on the risk profile and business needs of our clients.
So, Aaron, if you're picking and choosing between, for instance, different suppliers of SD-WAN, what are those pros and cons of the different approaches to provisioning that type of abstracted network?
Yeah, so as we spoke, security is not a one-fit-all subject per se. In fact, I'll say of all the enterprise networking subtopic, it's the most personal to the business. People have strong opinions on who they prefer, and many have multiple preferences. Then it is also about the right solution for the environment. Firewall might come from vendor A, but cloud security comes from another. And this is why having an open and flexible managed SD-WAN offering that works for all security solutions is important from an entity context. It's our job to give the enterprise the network and security stack that's right for their business. This is why Entity India is different from traditional CSPs in India. We integrate to build what the customers want rather than offer a one-size-fits-all services. That, well, it doesn't quite fit. After all, managed services is about delivering the outcome that our clients desire and less about what is easy way to tick all the boxes, you know. Meeting the client's requirement through best of breed could be incidental, but is not always the case.
So, Sarab, it's all about choice. It's all about preference. And it's all about fitting the right solution for SD-WAN and for security into the right-sized hole, I guess.
Absolutely. And Arun said that very eloquently when he said, you know, security, insecurity, there's no one size that fits all. And our approach at Nuaj is to give the freedom of choice to the customers where it belongs. And it's not just a philosophical choice or a philosophical strategy that we have chosen. It's very important for enterprises to understand that both networking and security capabilities they need, and they can choose the ones that meet their needs the best. At Nuaj, we are firm believers in approach around SD-WAN that drives an open and flexible way to use multiple networks and deliver a flexible service. It has unshackled the enterprises from the proprietary world of networking. So it just doesn't make sense that for security, we lock them back into a similar single vendor solution. That's why at the end of the day, we are seeing, as Arun pointed out, a big uptake in managed SD-WAN solutions that can combine SD-WAN with a range of security offers. And Arun is the best place to provide the perspective from India, but we also have globally BT, Telia, Telefonica in Europe, and the likes of Globe in Philippines who are doing similar things. So it's part of a global trend. And as Entity, they are providing SD-WAN solutions that are designed with flexibility. What unifies them is they are all using Nuaj as the underpinning of the solution, but they combine it with SSC solutions from whether it's Zscaler or Checkpoint or some cases even Cisco, and making the end-to-end offer attractive, open, and leaving choice to the enterprise where it belongs.
Thank you, Sarab. Gents, we're coming up on time. Just to round off, I wondered if we could point our listeners maybe to sources of information about what we've been talking today. Aaron, if people want to go and find out a little more about NTT and what you guys offer, both on the Indian subcontinent and further afield, what's the best way for people to head?
Of course, they can visit our website and learn more about our services. But when we talk about managed services, when we talk about taking any of the offerings from Entity, best is to, because these are all specialized services, it's important to really, really understand what is involved. Contact the local offices that we have and speak to the sales reps of those local offices. And that's the best way of engaging with Entity.
And Sarab, how about people finding out about Nuaj Networks?
We have, of course, a website which captures the essence of our product solutions and provide all the contact points for people who are curious to know about the company. We also have an active web presence across channels such as YouTube and LinkedIn, where we periodically post appropriate information, videos that outline the technology and outline the successes we have with customers. And of course, we have a global sales team and a global support team across multiple countries and continents with the backing of Nokia. So people who are interested in acquiring the solution or getting a more direct touch from us, we invite them to reach out to us directly as well.
Well, thank you both very much. Thank you, Saurabh Sandhya of New Age Networks and Aaron Patak of NTT. Thanks ever so much for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure and incredibly informative. Thanks.
Thank you, Joe. And special thanks to Aaron for taking the time.
Thank you for having me.
And big thank yous, of course, go out to our audience listening out there. I hope you can join me next time on the Tech Means Business podcast. Bye for now.